Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Today we are going, we're doing a deep dive on the Lisa Sapira hybrid mattress. And we're going to be focusing specifically on its trial period and warranty. So make sure you guys check out the show notes. We've got an exclusive discount for this mattress down there. A really great deal you won't want to miss. Now let's talk about what makes these hybrid mattresses so popular. Especially ones like this Lisa Sapira Hybrid.
Yeah, hybrids have become really popular, and for good reason. They combine the pressure relief of memory foam or latex with the support and bounce of inner spring coils. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. It appeals to a really wide range of sleep preferences.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you're getting that contouring hug of the foam.
Yeah.
But you don't feel stuck. And it sleeps cooler too, right?
Exactly. And that's a big appeal for a lot of people, especially those who sleep hot or couples.
Yeah.
But what I think is really interesting about the Lisa Sapira Hybrid is their focus on the customer experience.
You're right. That 100-night trial and the 10-year warranty, that really stood out to me. Let's break that down a little.
Absolutely. So offering a 100-night home trial that's over 3 months, that really shows they believe in their product. It's like they're saying, try it out at home on your own terms and see if you like it. No pressure.
Yeah, it really takes the risk out of buying a mattress online. I know I've been hesitant in the past. Because you don't get to try it before you buy it, like you do in a store.
Right, exactly. And if after those 100 nights you're not convinced, they offer a super easy return process. And they give you a full refund for most customers.
Oh, that's great. It definitely eases the worry of making the wrong choice. What about people in Alaska and Hawaii, though? I saw something about a fee for them.
Yeah, there is a $100 processing fee for returns from those locations. It's understandable, though, because of the added logistics.
That makes sense. Let's move on to the 10-year warranty. What does that cover?
It's a really comprehensive warranty, and it covers a lot of potential issues. So you're protected against defects in the materials or the workmanship, which means they'll either repair or replace the mattress if there's a manufacturing flaw.
So if the seams come apart or the foam breaks down too soon, that would be covered.
Yes, exactly. The warranty also covers sagging that's more than 1 inch, which can happen over time. Especially with mattresses that aren't very good quality.
It's good to know you're protected against those wear and tear problems. I'm sure some people listening are wondering what might void the warranty.
That's a good question. To keep your warranty valid, it's really important to use a sturdy foundation for your mattress. A weak foundation can lead to sagging too early, and that wouldn't be covered.
So don't prop it up on milk crates.
Definitely not. And using a good mattress protector is also super important. It protects your mattress from spills and stains and general wear and tear, all of which can shorten its lifespan.
That's good advice in general. A protector is a worthwhile investment. So they offer this generous trial period and a strong warranty. It seems like Lisa is really putting their money where their mouth is when it comes to customer satisfaction.
I agree. It shows how confident they are in the quality and the durability of the Lisa Sapira Hybrid.
Okay, so we've covered the peace of mind stuff. Now let's talk about what makes this mattress so special in terms of how it's made and its features.
All right. The Lisa Sapira Hybrid has 5 distinct layers, and each one plays a role in creating that balance of comfort and support.
5 layers. Wow. Okay, break it down for us. What's in these layers?
At the top, there's a layer of breathable foam. And it's designed to increase airflow and keep you cool all night long. Underneath that, there are layers of memory foam that contour to your body, providing pressure relief and that hugged feeling.
Yeah, I'm a side sleeper. And I know those pressure points can be a problem if you don't have good support. So is that where the coils come in?
Exactly. The core of the Lisa Sapira Hybrid is a layer of individually wrapped coils. Those provide a really supportive base so you don't sink too far into the mattress. And since they're wrapped individually, they move independently of each other, which minimizes motion transfer.
Ah, that's a big one for light sleepers. And couples who don't want to feel each other moving all night.
Absolutely. And those coils also mean better edge support. You can sleep all the way to the edge of the mattress without feeling like you're going to roll off.
Yeah, I've definitely had that sinking feeling on other mattresses. Not fun. So we've got cooling foam, pressure relieving memory foam, supportive coils. What else is in this mattress?
Well, they've also added a layer of what they call transition foam. It acts like a buffer between the soft comfort layers and the firmer coils. So it makes for a more gradual transition. You don't feel like you're suddenly hitting a wall of firmness.
That makes a lot of sense. It seems like they really thought about how these layers work together.
And from an environmental and health standpoint, the Lisa Sapira Hybrid is a good choice. It's CERTI PURUS certified, meaning it's free of harmful chemicals like ozone depleters, formaldehyde, heavy metal.
So it's safer for both you and the environment, which is awesome. But what does that certification really mean? What kind of testing do they do?
CertiPR US has pretty strict standards for the foam they use in mattresses. They test for a lot of things. Emissions, content, durability. They want to make sure the foam meets their guidelines for low VOCs, which are those chemicals that can off-gas from new products.
Oh, so you're not going to get that strong new mattress smell. That can be so overwhelming sometimes.
Exactly. And to keep things healthy, they use organic cotton in the cover, which makes it even more breathable and eco-friendly.
Okay, I'm really starting to understand what makes this mattress so special. Let's go back to that 100-night trial period, though. Any advice for our listeners on how to make the most of it?
Yeah, definitely. The most important thing is to be patient. Your body needs some time to get used to a new mattress. It can take up to 30 days. You might even feel some discomfort or sleep worse at first. But don't worry, it's totally normal.
Oh, I remember when I switched to a new mattress, I thought I'd made a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But then my body adjusted, and I ended up sleeping way better.
Yeah, that happens to a lot of people. So stick with it for at least a month before you decide anything. And try sleeping in different positions during those 100 nights. See how the mattress supports you. Pay attention to how you feel in the morning. Are you feeling more rested? Are you less sore?
Great advice. It's all about paying attention to how you sleep, not just assuming it's perfect right away.
Right. And don't forget the mattress protector. Not only will it keep your mattress clean, but it's also key for keeping your warranty valid.
Right. Protect your investment and your sleep, everyone. Now, realistically, not every mattress is going to be perfect for every person. Who would you say would benefit most from the Lisa Sapira Hybrid?
I think it's a pretty versatile mattress, but there are some people who would probably like it more than others. Couples, for example, really like how well it isolates motion. So if you've got a partner who tosses and turns a lot, this could be a big improvement for your sleep.
Yeah, that makes sense with those individually wrapped coils. How about different sleeping positions? Does it work better for some than others?
Side sleepers usually find it really comfy because of that contouring pressure relief it gives. Back and stomach sleepers who like a firmer mattress might like it too, but some might find it too soft.
Yeah, that's where that trial period comes in handy. You can really figure out if it works for you. Now, I know the Lisa Sapira Hybrid is more expensive than some other mattresses out there. How would you explain the price to our listeners?
It's true. It's definitely a premium mattress, and the price reflects that. But you're paying for good quality materials, a smart design, and a brand that stands behind their product with that solid warranty. A good mattress is an investment in your sleep and how you feel overall.
You're not just buying something to lie down on. You're buying better sleep, which affects so many things in our lives. Speaking of which, are there any downsides to this mattress? Anything people should know about?
Well, some people have said it takes a while for that new mattress smell to go away. It's got that off-gassing thing, but it seems to last longer with this one.
For people who don't know, what is off-gassing?
Yeah.
And should they be worried about it?
Off-gassing is that smell you sometimes get with new stuff, especially things with foam. It happens when those chemicals evaporate. It's usually not harmful, but some people are more sensitive to it than others.
So if you're sensitive to smells, you might want to keep that in mind. Any other drawbacks?
It's not a big deal, but because it's got all those layers, including the coils, it can be kind of heavy, harder to move than an all-foam mattress.
Good point. Something to think about if you move around a lot. All right, before we finish up, let's answer some FAQs about this mattress. First, how firm is the Lisa Sapira Hybrid?
Lisa says it's a 6.5 out of 10, so that's medium firm. Good balance of comfort and support for a lot of people.
Is there a weight limit?
Yeah. Lisa recommends a maximum of 300 pounds per side.
Okay, good to know. Where is this mattress made?
The Lisa Sapira Hybrid is made right here in the USA.
Awesome. Last question. Does it have fiberglass?
No, it does not.
That's good to hear. Sounds like the Lisa Sapira Hybrid has a lot going for it. Comfort, support, a great design, and they really seem to care about their customers. With that trial period and warranty,
it's definitely worth checking out if you're looking for a high-quality hybrid mattress that'll help you sleep well and wake up feeling refreshed.
And don't forget, everyone, we have an exclusive discount for the Lisa Sapira Hybrid. It's in our show notes. Check it out if you're interested. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We hope you learned something new, and that it'll help you choose the right mattress. Sleep well, everybody.